Hello and welcome to Pickleball Therapy, the podcast dedicated to your pickleball improvement. I am your host, Tony Roig. I am a master teaching professional, a senior professional pickleball player, and the host of your weekly podcast, Pickleball Therapy. This podcast, we try and work through the mind, the mental part of pickleball, because we all know that the mental part is not just important to our pickleball, but it's a really big part of what leads us to winning and sometimes losing when we're out on the pickleball court. This week, we're going to talk about a really powerful concept that it'll seem pretty obvious when I mention it. Like, why did I think of that? But the reality is, you know, we're not born knowing these things. So, you know, oftentimes you hear something on the podcast, you're going to be like, huh, okay, well, that seems pretty obvious. But it's really powerful. It's a concept that players don't value enough. And it's one that if you start understanding it and start bringing it into your play, it'll really help you. Because without it, it's just really hard to continue to improve or to make advancements or make adjustments as you play, make corrections in your game. And what we're going to be talking about today is recognition. It's recognizing what's going on the pickleball court, and it has different layers to it, different ideas that we're going to be exploring in today's podcast. Before we jump into the podcast, if you're listening to this podcast at around the time that it's getting published, we have our Win More workshop. We're going to be, I believe when this one publishes, we'll be right in the middle of our Win More workshop. So if you haven't signed up for it yet, you still have time to join us for it. You're really going to enjoy the workshop. There's a lot of really good concepts in there that will help you play your best pickleball, a lot of specifics you're going to get. And then you'll be able to make a decision as to whether you know this is the time for you to join us inside the pickleball system. Sometimes it's your time. Sometimes you're ready. Sometimes you're not. But if you're ready, it's a good time to join us inside the system. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can join us for the workshop. If you've already signed up, hope you enjoy workshop number one and getting ready for workshop number two. All right, let's talk about recognition and what we mean here. So when we're out there playing pickleball, what happens, and this is not a criticism, okay? If you're in this group of players, it's perfectly fine. Again, as we say during this podcast, there's absolutely no reason why we should come preloaded with these concepts, preloaded with this knowledge, preloaded with these abilities before learning about them. And if this is the first time you're hearing about it, great. I'm glad to be able to help you with this. But recognition basically just, it means what it sounds like, recognizing what's going on on the pickleball court as we play in this context. There's other types of recognition, like recognizing what we need to improve and things like that. That's where something like the pickleball system helps you with that, because rather than you having to figure it all out, we lay it out and put it in order for you, so you know, okay, step one, step two, step three, and that's going to get you where you want to go. In this context, what I want to focus on is recognizing what's going on when you're playing pickleball. And what we find is that oftentimes when we're coaching, we'll ask a court of players, you know, so four players who are playing. After the end of the rally, we'll go onto the court to coach, and we'll ask, okay, so let's talk about what happened there. And again, this is not a criticism. I want to be clear about this, not being critical of anyone. But the reality is, a lot of times the players have difficulty relating to us, right, what just occurred in the rally they just played, right? In other words, who hit what shot, where was the ball hit, things like that, right? And it even includes sometimes players, you know, having difficulty remembering that they hit a particular shot. For example, you know, we'll go on to the court and we'll say, okay, let's talk about the third shot. So the third shot was hit by player so-and-so. And that player will say, what do you mean, I hit the third shot? And I'd say, yeah, you hit the third shot. And this is what happened. And you hit it here. And then the idea was, what about trying this other shot? This can sound fairly obvious, but if a player is unable to recognize that they were the one that hit the shot, and then recognize, you know, much less recognize where they hit the shot, and then try and recognize where they should have hit the shot, it's very difficult to make corrections, right? I know it sounds very, like, this is very obvious, but trust me, this is a very common situation that probably is happening to you to some degree. Maybe you recognize you hit the shot, but are you recognizing where you hit it, right? And this ties into intentionality, but that's a topic for another day, for another podcast. But, you know, we need to recognize we hit the shot. We need to recognize where we hit the shot. And then we need to recognize, okay, how does that compare to the shot that made the most sense, right? What was the better shot there so that I can then make corrections in my game? Another example of recognition as you play is say you hit a volley and you miss it, okay? That's good information, right? A, you know you hit the volley. B, you know you missed it, okay? Again, nope. It's not a judgment thing. It's just I want to solve it, right? I want to try and not miss it next time. That's the reason we want to recognize, right? It's not to beat ourselves up. I want to be clear about this. It's not recognition for the sake of recognition so that I can then, you know, just destroy myself mentally because of the mistake I made. It's recognition so that I can make adjustments as I move forward in my play that day and in my play in general. So let's go back to the volley. I hit a volley. I miss it. Okay, good. I know I hit the volley. I know I miss it. Great. But I need more information than that. I need to know, how did I miss it? Okay. Net, wide, or long? Because those are likely three different causes for the mistake. Okay. Trajectory or energy is how we talk about it inside the pickleball system. So it's one of those elements, or one of those components, I should say, of the shot. And then I need to work backward, right? So it was a trajectory problem. I work backward. I figure out, is paddle angle? Is it my follow through? What's going on, right? Where I made contact with the ball? Energy. Okay, what happened there? What was it, too much, too little, et cetera? So recognition is a key step along that process, right, of diagnosing and correcting shots, diagnosing and correcting strategies, right? Because, for instance, I hit the shot to the spot that If you hit the ball to a spot that it doesn't go into, that's a strategic error, right? Normally, unless you didn't intend to hit it there, right? If you didn't intend to hit it there and it went there, then that's a mechanical error. If you intended to hit it there and it wasn't the best place to hit it, that's a strategic error because you made a decision. But they both start with the first step along the process of correction, which is the process of recognition. During the workshop that we're in right now, the Winmore series, what we're looking at is recognizing the source of points that our opponents are scoring more easily than we want them to be able to score them. To the extreme, right? To the one extreme, they're gifted. You know, that's the most extreme point that our opponents get that we don't want them to get because we are simply gifting them the point. But there's shades in this, right? There's gray in here. So there's other points that aren't necessarily gifted at the outset, right? What we call a direct error. But they're the result of what we call an indirect error. There's an error that occurs in a shot that manifests itself later on, resulting in a loss of a point. And again, the key here is these are points that we can make harder for our opponents to obtain, right? Not the idea that we're trying to keep them at zero, right? That's silly. That's not our objective. But if we can make it that much harder for them to score those points, so we take as many gifted points off the table as we can, and we keep on raising that bar, right? Saying, you know what? You used to be able to score against me with this bar, you know, a lower bar. Now I'm going to raise it up a little bit, making it harder for them to score those points. That's how you start to win more games. That's the premise of the workshop, right? Win more. And it's not win more in the abstract, like, okay, I'm just going to win more in an abstract sense. No, we're going through the steps, right? And the way of thinking about pickleball that'll be more productive for you and will allow you to take process, right? To take actual concrete, actionable steps that in the end will end up with you winning more games. But part of this is recognition, right? One of the things that we're talking about during this workshop has to do with return to serve, for instance. Returns of serve. So it's missing them. And then if you're missing them, figuring out why you're missing them. And for instance, we give you a target on your trajectory. We give you an aim of 3 feet over the net. So if you miss a return of serve and the return of serve ends up in the net, that tells us that you missed your trajectory on your shot. And then you need to figure out, okay, was that because I didn't think about it? I didn't visualize, which is another technique that we go over with you in this workshop that CJ is going to really go into in the workshop and help you out with. You know, did I do that for myself? Or did I just hit it wherever it went and it went? But if it goes into the net, I recognize, going to the topic of today's podcast, I recognize that the error, I recognize the nature of the error, right? The shot that was hit and the type of error that it was, trajectory going into the net. That's a really important step. And without that step, what I would submit to you, is that it is going to be, if not impossible, then practically impossible to fix it, right? To improve, to continue along a positive pathway towards improving our play, during a session, right? During a specific session, diagnosing and correcting in real time, as we say, or on our overall journey, right? If we don't recognize that this is an area that we need to work on, then we're not going to work on it. You know, a good example here on recognition in terms of big picture is making it to the non-body zone line, right? As a return. You know, you're not making it there? Okay. No, got to fix that. Can't fix that. Very hard to fix everything else, right? That's why we do it step by step. It's like, you know, we can't jump to step eight if you haven't finished step four yet. And so, that's an example of an area where players oftentimes also lack recognition. You know, they'll tell us, you know, they'll say to us, but I am making it up to the non-body zone line. And we're standing there literally watching them saying, no, you're not making it up there. And so that lack of recognition, again, no criticism, but that lack of recognition is an impediment, right? To continuing to, first of all, to fixing it on the fly, right? To fixing it right there. But bigger picture, it's an impediment to big picture improvement in your play. It's a roadblock along your journey. And so this recognition component is something, or recognition concept, recognition skill, I should say, this recognition skill, it's something that you can work on, right? It's something that you can improve and you can build on. The key is start with one shot. You know, we recommend in the workshop, start with the return of serve. It's a really good, return of serve is such a good shot to allow you to work on a ton of different skills and techniques that'll bleed over into other shots and other parts of your game. Because what you can do is you can take the return of serve and just notice how many times are you missing it. If you're missing it, how often are you missing it? If you're still making it, but you're hitting them short, how often is that happening? Start to work on recognizing those flaws in your game, because then those are the flaws that, if you can fix them, will do the most lifting to help you elevate your game, advance your play, you know, play better. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you will, in fact, win more games. So I hope you're enjoying the workshop. I hope you enjoy this week's podcast, obviously, but I hope you enjoy the workshop as well. Again, if you haven't joined it yet, you still have some time to do it if you're listening to us near the time that it becomes public. If you're listening to it later on in this, sometime later in the year or in another year, check us out. You can always go to thepickleballsystem.com and find out when the next class opens and find out what's going on in there and see if it's the right step for you. The program has been very successful with the players who have taken it. The testimonials are consistently solid, and the players who put in the work do in fact find transformational improvement in their pickleball. So I hope you'll find it at some point in your journey to join us inside the pickleball system. It's unlike anything else available out there in pickleball. I don't know about other sports. Maybe there's something out there in other sports that's like it, but I can tell you in pickleball, there's nothing out there that's even remotely close to the pickleball system. In any event, I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. As always, if you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review it and share it with your friends. Remember, if you enjoy the podcast, they probably will too. One last note on friends. If you have a friend out there who is keen on improvement, they want to improve their pickleball game, share the workshop with them, right? Maybe they haven't heard about it yet. Maybe it just hasn't come across their feed. You can be that lifeline that lets them come into the workshop and learn more about pickleball, about the framework, about the objectives, strategies, and shots that will help them play their best pickleball. As always, I hope you have a great week. I'll see you inside the workshop. If not, I'll see you in next week's podcast.